Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hello, welcome to the Autism Detective. I'm thrilled today to have as my guest Dr. Michael Karlfelt speaking to us from, is it snowy Idaho?
Well, it's cold, but we haven't. It's kind of like a wasted cold without snow. We have
no snow.
Nothing down here. Yeah.
Wow. Well, Michael is a double doctor. A PhD and a naturopathic physician, and he is just one of my favorite people because he's so broad and so wide. And Michael, congratulations on your new book. Not so new anymore. What, about a year old?
Yes, it's about a year. Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, A Better Way to Treat Cancer. It's truly a love project. Yeah, it's something that I've been wanting to do for a lot of years, but I finally bit the bullet, and I'm so glad I did. It's really impacted a lot of people. You know, I ended up on Amazon bestsellers, and so it really has been well received, and it's been really fun.
Because it's a great book. I wish it had an index.
I know. We'll work on that in the next version.
Maybe in the next version. Well,
yes.
If you're listening and you're waiting to hear about autism, don't hang up, because it's important that you understand that cancer and autism aren't that unrelated. Right, Michael?
Well, and that's the interesting thing, is that when you're battling cancer or you're battling autism, you go through the same type of detective work.
And it's
very similar things that can drive an individual towards cancer versus autism. So, and that's why I see both cancer patients and I have autism, autistic children, flying in and do a lot of the therapies that we do here as well.
Yep. So what we didn't say where here is, you have an amazing center with your name on it, the Karlfelt Center in Boise, Idaho, and people come from all over the world. I came, I don't know how many years ago, maybe 3-4 years ago, and let's go back to that statement that they have things in common, and the autism and cancer, the big thing that comes to my mind, and tell me if I'm wrong, is inflammation.
Yeah. Inflammation, and that's the thing, is that where is the body, where's the inflammation triggered? You know, so if you deal with autism, then a lot of it is neurological, brain, and then you want to identify and see what is driving that inflammation. So, and with cancer, it's the same thing. There's no cancer that exists without inflammation. So essentially, we will be going through a very similar process to identify, is it mold we're dealing with? Are we dealing with some kind of chronic infectious disease? Frequently when I have autistic children coming, one of the things that a lot of people forget or don't look at are things like Lyme, the different chronic infections. We frequently, heavy metals, that's commonly known, a lot of people go after and move heavy metals out, which is really important. Food, and gut health, really, really important to address. But then also frequently things like Lyme is forgotten. And so that's why it's so important to do that thorough investigative work to see what is driving that inflammatory process and why is it located where it's at, you know, whether it's in the brain for autistic or neurological or in the gut. Or for cancer patients, it can be anywhere, you know, depending what type of cancer you're dealing with.
I'm so glad you brought that up. As you know, I'm writing another book. I swore I never would, but I'm writing a book on total load theory, and Lyme is just huge in so many of these people. One of my favorite other new books is Neil Nathan's The Sensitive Patient's Healing Guide. And Dr. Nathan mentions those two things that you just mentioned, Lyme and mold, as underlying so many of these disabilities or conditions. Disability isn't quite the right word. And they drive the inflammation.
Mm-hmm. And it's fascinating. You know, so I would have a autistic child coming, or I start with telemedicine and start to investigate and see what they've done and where they've looked. A lot of times, you know, the gold is obviously found where they haven't looked, you know, because they've done a lot of things but still haven't been able to move the needle to where they would like it to be. And then you start maybe at, you know, identifying different Lyme or Lyme co-infections, whether it's Borrelia, Bartonella, or Babesia, whatever it may be. And then you start to use some natural substances to lean on, you know, those infections. And it's incredible that the changes that you see in a lot of autistic children, where they may not have been able to interact very well at school, and all of a sudden the teachers are communicating, saying, well, you know, all of a sudden he's, you know, playing nice with all the children, and he's behaving and he's listening and he's, you know, doing his task. So it is amazing when you start to kind of push on some of these things to see how that impacts children that are battling with autism.
Now, you jump to the the healing part, and I love what you do to the with the diagnosis part, and that's, I think, how I found you was through Dr. Dietrich Klinghardt, who has this method called autonomic response testing, ART, which does both the diagnosis and the treatment simultaneously. Can you describe that a little bit for our listeners?
Absolutely. It's a way to assess the individual. To me, it's just phenomenal. And Dr. Klinghardt, you know, really brought a tremendous, you know, a blessing to the world, you know, by bringing this forth and developing this. So I've had the benefit of training with Dr. Klinghardt, you know, personally, and it's a tool that I've used hundreds of thousands of times, you know, with my patients, and it's really phenomenal to assess the individual through their nervous system. You know, so we know that, you know, every organ has nerves and they end up in the skin surface, and you can apply pressure on those nerve endings and that put a stress onto that organ. If that organ is healthy, that's not a big deal. It can handle that stress. But if it's really challenged, which is obviously what happens when you're dealing with different health conditions, then you can then identify and see, that organ is not doing well based upon the autonomic response testing that we do. And essentially what it looks like is that you apply pressure on nerve endings and then you, you know, push on an individual's arm and you see if there's an upregulation, downregulation, that muscle spindle that controls that arm based upon the stress that you're introducing when you're applying that pressure on the nerve endings. And then you can do the same thing with homeopathic vials of substances, like different heavy metals, different pathogens, different foods, different chemicals. And then, yeah, we have a plethora of different vials. And you can see how the nervous system responds to that. And that becomes much more accurate, you know, than blood tests, because it takes a while for things to show up in the blood. Everything, you know, and I still remember the comment that Dr. Klinghart said, well, that, you know, things show up as a electrical event before it shows up as a chemical event. And so when you
I never heard him say that. I like it.
Yeah. So when you're assessing then the nervous system, you're essentially assessing the electrical activity and what is causing the stress in the nervous system using stressors, you know, to identify and see what do we need to do in order to be able to address, you know, what's going on. So if we would test, you know, with homeopathic vials of like mold and the muscle, when we do the ART, it indicates that that's a factor. Then we can also then test and see what kind of remedies will be the best for this individual. So it's not just the, we know mold and we know that this is generally good for mold. We can then be very specific and see what is best for this person with all the plethora of different things that, you know, may be good for addressing mold. So that's the beauty of it. You can be very specific and patient-focused and patient-centered.
And you can prioritize. So if you know somebody has, say, both Lyme and mold, this ART can help you in knowing what order to work on in terms of organ systems and pathogens to get the best outcome. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And it could be that, yes, we know that mold is there, or yes, we know that Bartonella or Babesia, we know that it's there. But it could also be that the body is not ready to address it.
Right.
And that comes along with your ability to prioritize. So maybe we need to open up the detox pathway first. Maybe we need to turn on mitochondria first. Maybe we need to control some of the mast cell activation or inflammation going on. Maybe, so that way we can then see what is the body ready to handle, because a lot of children dealing with autism, you know, their ability to detoxify or to go after them with big, you know, go after with big guns to, you know, kill things off, their bodies may not be ready for it. So then you can then assess and then, like you mentioned, prioritize, you know, what is the best next step for this individual to do.
I think that's true in a lot of cases of autism, that people go after therapies in the wrong order sometimes. And it's not that it's the wrong therapy. It's just that the body, as you say, is not ready for that therapy. There's blockages to that therapy taking good effect.
Yeah, and I usually liken it to, you know, health is kind of like opening up a safe. Yeah, maybe you know all the different numbers that you need to use, but you need to do them in the right order, otherwise it won't open.
Oh, and I love that.
Yeah, so that way you just kind of allow the body to give you the code, yeah, each step of the way that you're moving closer to being able to open that safe.
Uh-huh. Really good analogy. The other thing that it does is it looks at what Klinghart calls his five levels of healing. So you might be knowing that there's a pathogen or some kind of physical infection, but at the same time, if there's been trauma or, quote, emotional, unquote, infection, that may be preventing you from getting to the physical causes.
And that's you bring up a very, very important point, and, you know, because we are so focused a lot of times on the physical aspect, you know, like we were talking about heavy metals, food, bugs, you know, all these different things. But trauma plays a huge, huge role, and it doesn't always have to be that the child's trauma. It can be trauma that the child is holding for parents, for grandparents, you know, something that has happened, you know, within the family. It could have been a traumatic event, you know, like somebody dying, you know, too soon. It could have been a number of generations ago, and that trauma is still stored energetically in that individual, and that creates an epigenetic changes in that individual. So as we are then working on the trauma and helping to resolve, you know, identify and then resolving the trauma, we can then start to shift then how the genes express themselves, how they produce energy, how they detoxify. And so that is such a huge, huge piece. And that's why you can't just look on the physical. You got to look on the energetic, emotional, spiritual. You have things like neural therapy, for instance, where you can have a scar on the mother. And it could have been, let's say, the mother during childbirth of the child. You know, they had an episiotomy, or maybe it was a C-section, and maybe it was a traumatic event. And then, you know, that trauma from the event is then held in that scar. And you know, since the mother and child are so closely connected, then by resolving the trauma by using a technique called neural therapy, where you essentially will inject the scar of the mother with procaine to open up, to disperse that the charge of that trauma, that will then benefit actually the child, even though it's done to the mother.
I love that so much. When I discovered this model that you're using, I felt like I had gotten the Akashic records or something.
Well, it is so incredible to kind of recognize that no individual lives in isolation or exists in isolation. You know, so we exist within a family tree. We exist within this matrix of individuals, you know, that with our relationships. And so everything that happens within that matrix is then impacting us. And then especially for children dealing with autism, they are much more sensitive to these small little fluctuations in energy. And so,
right,
you know, looking, assessing all of that becomes even more important for, you know, somebody battling with autism.
And so how do you use ART if you have a wiggly, perhaps not so compliant child?
It is challenging sometimes, but it can really be well done. And you have, I remember one child, I mean, it was like a fan. Yeah, the child was continually spinning on the table. And somehow we were able to identify, you know, what was going on, and you know, through the muscle testing. And the child now is 17 years old and playing football and doing great.
Wow.
You know, there's no sign of any kind of issues whatsoever. But you can also use, if you can't muscle test a child, which obviously is quite challenging with autistic children, you can use a substitute. You can use then the mother, or parents, or we can use the staff member, and essentially they would just then hold the child, you know, touch a leg or touch something of the child, and they become like an extension cord where we can then assess the child then through the parent or, you know, whoever else it is. So, and it's interesting, Dr. Klinghart actually feels that this is much, even more accurate when you have an intermediary, you know, an individual that you use their arm while touching the patient. So he likes when there's a number three, you know, an odd number of people involved in the muscle testing aspect. So, so there's a lot of ways to get around when the child has a hard time to sit still or be present or be engaged in what we're doing.
I think that's, I'm so glad that you explained that. How about virtually? Is it possible to do it virtually if somebody wasn't present with you?
Yes. So I do that quite frequently with patients, you know, for all kinds of conditions. But yes, I do that many times with autistic children, you know, all over the world, you know, where we can then muscle test and see what's going on virtually. I mean, I have my explanations, but at the end of the day, I know that creation and your universe is so much more than what I understand. I just know that it works. You know, somehow it works. And I think it is that on some level, we're all connected. And by putting our intention on something, we can then connect with that individual, no matter where they're at. And I kind of liken that a little bit to you may have twins that live on opposite sides of the world, and one twin may feel that, my twin is going to call me right now. And then the phone rings, so there is that kind of connection that exists, no matter where we're at. And we can utilize that to gain understanding of what's going on with the person, and then also see what kind of therapies that would be the best, so we can muscle test on a distance, what kind of supplements, what pathogens, what issues, we can assess all of that on a distance.
Now, Michael, you have a center in Boise. I went to one center several years ago, and you since have moved to more space. And you have more toys is the wrong word. You have more ways of treating people than just about anywhere I've ever seen. And we need to take a short break here. And when we come back, maybe you can talk about how some of those instruments and apparatus do detox therapies and unresolved trauma therapies and hyperbaric oxygen therapies, all the different stuff that you do. Would that be all right?
I would love that. Absolutely.
Okay.
That'd be fun.
So you're listening to The Autism Detective with my guest, Dr. Michael Karlfeldt from the Karlfeldt Center in Boise, Idaho. We'll be right back.
Get the roadmap you're looking for to help those with autism. Veteran counselor Patricia Limmer's book, Outsmarting Autism, gives you all the resources you need to develop a strong foundation for a healthy lifestyle at any age. It describes many new therapies for improving communication, socialization, and behavior by treating underlying biomedical causes. Learning to prioritize therapies saves you time and money. Get answers now. Buy her book at OutsmartingAutism.com. You'll be glad you did.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to the Autism Detective. Dr. Michael Karlfeldt is telling us about what he does at his center in Boise, Idaho. Oh, my goodness, Michael, there's so many great things you have. Can you tell us about some of them?
Absolutely, yeah. When you came to me, we had a 5,000-square-foot facility, now 17,000. So we.
No.
So
you tripled
exactly,
it?
I tripled it, yeah. tripled and a half.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so it's given me exactly what you're saying, the opportunity to bring in a lot of tools, a lot of toys that are really powerful. And so, obviously we do nutritional IVs. We do there's just a whole plethora of things that we do, and it becomes personalized for the individual when they come here, depending on what they need. But, for things like, detoxification, we have things like chelation IV, we have phosphatidylcholine IV, we have glutathione IV, we have the ionic foot baths, we have Hockett, we have Flopresso, you know, to move lymphatic. We do laser energetic detox, which is a powerful, powerful tool.
How does that work? Tell us a little about that, that people may not be familiar with that.
So that is a technique developed by Lee Cowan. I initially learned it from Dr. Klinghardt, but then have been trained by Lee Cowan and also have some of my staff been trained by him as well. And it is really fascinating where you can then, we were talking about different chemicals and heavy metals and pathogens, etc. You can then use in a laser to transport that information onto an individual to trigger them the release of these heavy metals or to cause the immune system to recognize these different pathogens. Or let's say that you have a hard time, you have an issue with your sulfur detox pathway, which is very common for autistic children. So you would start there, and then through the ART, the muscle testing that we were talking about prior, you can then identify and see, is this an issue? And then you would use that homeopathic vial. You would shine a laser beam through that vial and having the laser beam hit the individual. So the information of that homeopathic vial then travels and through the laser beam, and then the individual, that information is impacting the individual. And
amazing.
It's such a powerful, powerful tool, underutilized, and for people that are sensitive and have a hard time to move, to maybe start supplements because they react to everything. This becomes a really game changer for them.
There's different kinds of lasers. And are these cold lasers? Are they lasers like you would use as a pointer if you were doing a presentation? Or what is it?
So for this specific purpose, all you need is actually just a laser pointer. You don't need something fancy. It can be something very, very, very inexpensive. Yeah, the trick or the the challenge is to identify which one to do first, and then obviously the process of doing it. So that becomes a little bit of a challenge for individuals, and that's where you need the training, and then also how to go about step by step to do it. Then you also can use you have what's called toxic foci in the body. And obviously in the brain for autistic children, that becomes a toxic foci. And so then you can identify and see what toxins are stored there. And then you use a bigger LED, red LED that you strap in the homeopathic vial to. And then you would do kind of a stronger, stronger kind of hit that area stronger with the light and the homeopathic to help to get those toxins or those pathogens out of that area.
So, Michael, before I forget, tell people how to find you. What is your contact information or phone number, whatever you want to give out?
Absolutely. So you can go to my website, thecarlfeldcenter.com.
Spell it, please.
Absolutely. It's the, T-H-E, then Carlfeld, that's K-A-R-L, F as in Frank, E-L, D as in David, T as in Tom, center.com. Center is the American way of spelling it, C-E-N-T-E-R, dot com. And there's a huge amount of information there. I do a Lyme podcast, I do a cancer podcast, obviously, my book, A Better Way to Treat Cancer. Even though autism is obviously not cancer, there is a correlation, a factorial correlation. So actually going through what I talk about in that book will benefit somebody battling autism as well.
Right.
It's not as awesome as your book with autism, though. Yeah, you're right.
Well, my book is now out of print. I have a few of them left that I bought from the publisher, and we're waiting for my new book to come out with a lot of updates, including some of the things that you're talking about. I just finished the chapter on inflammation, and that's
great.
How I sort of was thinking about that. What are some of the other therapies for detox? Like you mentioned the foot bath. There's been some great studies looking at how the foot bath is really helpful for kids on the spectrum.
And that is something for, and yes, we offer it here at the center, but if you have an autistic child, I highly recommend getting foot bath.
Buying one.
Exactly. It's not that big of an expense, but you do want to make sure you get a good quality one. I use a company called A Major Difference, AMD. There are other ones out there. I know Dr. Klinghart, he has his version. So there are a number of ones out there, but make sure that you don't, go very cheap on it. You want to make sure you get a good quality. And it is, the studies have really shown that, for several days. So yes, you see all that murky water, all the toxins coming out of your feet when you're in the process of doing it. But for several days after, they're finding glycosates, heavy metals, they're all these, mold toxins. They're seeing all this junk coming out of the urine of the individual that just did the foot bath. So it really opens up your ability to move toxins out of the system and flush them out, in addition to what happens during the session. And that's not all. What it also does, it opens up what's called the ionic pathways. And so what that does, it just allows the body, these are how you transport chemicals and heavy metals and nutrients throughout the body. And so this opens up those pathways so you can move toxins out and nutrients to where they need to go.
Amazing. Wow. Michael, our time in this segment's up, and we need to take another break. When we come back, I really want to talk a little bit about detoxing trauma and some of the unresolved past generational stuff that you mentioned earlier on. You're listening to the Autism Detectives with my guest, Michael Karlfeld, naturopathic physician in Boise, Idaho. We'll be right back.
Get the roadmap you're looking for to help those with autism. Veteran counselor Patricia Limmer's book, Outsmarting Autism, gives you all the resources you need to develop a strong foundation for a healthy lifestyle at any age. It describes many new therapies for improving communication, socialization, and behavior by treating underlying biomedical causes. Learning to prioritize therapies saves you time and money. Get answers now. Buy her book at OutsmartingAutism.com. You'll be glad you did.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to the Autism Detectives. My guest, Michael Karlfeld, and the author of A Better Way to Treat Cancer, has been telling us about some detoxification strategies that he uses at his center in Boise, Idaho. Michael, tell us about some of the, how do you recognize and how do you detox past generational pain, trauma, unresolved emotions, these things that sit in our body and wreak havoc with us physically and make disease when it's a mind-body combination thing that's happening.
Yeah, and that's the beauty with the ART is that it is it communicates with your nervous system and your subconscious system. Yeah, so we are then able to assess things that may not be consciously aware, but the subconscious will know that it is there. So you can then pinpoint and see where traumas are coming from, what kind of trauma. You can see what kind of generation, if it is one generation ago, two, three, etc. You can see is it from your father's side, mother's side, and so you can really be specific in regard to what's going on. And you mentioned the word family constellations, and that's what I was talking a little bit about earlier, is that kind of matrix that we exist in. And when I talk about matrix, it's all the genealogy and all the relationships that we have that then impacts us. And so family constellation is then being able to create that tree of individuals that may be impacting us through our family line, and then I identify where weaknesses are. And you can do that then through the muscle testing, and then you can replay actually that relationship or that interaction with that individual, and you can use the substitute for playing that part. Let's say you have a grandfather and he's passed away, and then he cannot play part in the process. So then you can bring in a substitute that will replay that part of that individual to heal. Mm-hmm. That breakage in the energy flow from that individual to the patient. So it becomes really, really fascinating. I remember one time when I was a part of family constellation. I had a young lady. She was from Africa, and her father was actually one of the tribe lords, and he was quite evil, and he was murdering people, and so. She was dealing with that and that trauma within the family constellation, and so I got to play then her father, which obviously was not fun, but it's amazing when you play that role. You can kind of feel that energy as you are then interacting with the patient. You can feel the energy of the father, and you will have then a conversation to help to heal that relationship.
Right.
It's really, really fascinating.
It is fascinating, and I've participated in many of them myself. I once was a brain tumor. I represented a brain tumor, and the woman who had the tumor, who I was represented by someone else, I just felt such a pull to that woman. The brain tumor was serving a purpose for her. And I just was all over her, trying. I couldn't get away from her. It was fascinating. And you brought up another piece with the African woman. This is often a situation that people who have immigrated under stress, under trauma, under war, often have unresolved trauma. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, and you have... what is that book? Buried, feeling buried alive never died.
What's it called?
Feeling buried alive never die.
Oh my goodness.
So that just means that things that, yes, maybe we don't remember, maybe it's not part of our consciousness, but things that traumatic events. That energy will still continue, through generations. And, some famous studies on people that lived during, in concentration camps and like Auschwitz. And,
right.
They were then seeing that, three generations later, and it seems to be like there was some magic number with three generations that,
right.
They were experiencing the same kind of feelings and emotions as if they were in a concentration camp, even though, you know, they lived a perfectly normal life. They had great job, great family, great everything. There was nothing there to worry about. But they would then feel, you know, their body would experience the trauma as if they were in that concentration camp.
Right.
And so it just really highlights the importance of addressing those and recognizing that whatever symptoms we're dealing with may not be just from what's going on in this life. It could be, you know, from prior generations that has taken place. And to kind of look upon that is that our bodies are wired to survive. And so for an individual that experienced such a horrific event, they will then have epigenetic changes that will optimize their ability to survive in that situation. And it is their gift to the next generation to bless them with those epigenetic changes, thinking that that will then help them to survive better than, you know, the individual going through the atrocities. The challenge with that, though, is that, you know, the next generation or the one following live in a different world, and they don't
right.
need those epigenetic changes, but they are still impacted by them, and they don't know how to resolve them. And that's where things like family constellation, we do also something called applied psychoneurobiology to also identify traumas, and to kind of look at these events and then help to clear them.
I was just going to ask, that was going to be my next question, to tell us about APN, the Applied Psychoneurobiology. Yeah. That's done sometimes with colored glasses, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there we recognize that we have things that are then stored in. Yeah, so when we live throughout the day, you know, and we have different events taking place, we go to bed, and then we, you know, have the rapid eye movement, we start to kind of store these memories and these events in different locations of the brain. So it's like little file boxes that put, you know, neatly in where they need to be. And then, you know, we move on. The thing is, though, that, you know, these events, maybe it's a traumatic event, you know, they need to be stored in a safe box, you know, so that it's not on your mind all the time, because that will be very challenging for the individual to function, you know, on a daily basis. Through APN, we can then identify where in the brain this file box is, use eye movement to open up that file box, and then use color that's associated with that file box as well, and that trauma to help them move that out of the system.
It's just amazing work you're doing. It's time for our last break, and when we come back, maybe we can put all this together and help people understand that it's not just one thing, is it? It's the total load that's giving us trouble. We'll be right back with Michael Karlfeld, a naturopathic doctor in Boise, Idaho. Stay tuned.
You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click.
Get the roadmap you're looking for to help those with autism. Veteran counselor Patricia Limmer's book, Outsmarting Autism, gives you all the resources you need to develop a strong foundation for a healthy lifestyle at any age. It describes many new therapies for improving communication, socialization, and behavior by treating underlying biomedical causes. Learning to prioritize therapies saves you time and money. Get answers now. Buy her book at OutsmartingAutism.com. You'll be glad you did.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to the Autism Detectives. Michael, this has been absolutely fascinating. Before we get started on this segment, let's one more time give your website and your address, or how do people contact you?
Yeah, so my website, I'm in Boise, Idaho, and you can always give us a call at 208-338-8902. And, yeah, you can get my book, A Better Way to Treat Cancer. It's available on Amazon. And my website is a huge amount of information. It's thecarlfeldcenter.com. My last name is spelled K-A-R-L, F as in Frank, E-L, D as in David, T as in Tom. And, yeah, give us a call, and I'll be happy to assist in whichever way that you need.
Michael, this is great, because it really resonates with me. My new book is going to be about total load theory. Everything causes everything, right? We're looking at bugs and metals, everything.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that I learned early on from Dr. Klinghardt, is that you have heavy metals or pathogens or whatever it may be, but when you're dealing with a chronic state or chronic disease, exactly what you're saying, anything can cause anything. Like mercury toxicity can look like babesia or mold. It can have some similar symptoms, and that's why assessing becomes so important. And then, anytime you start to identify what's going on, is to work on that total load that you're talking about, that you're the name of your new book. It becomes so important to start to lower the level in that toxic bucket, that we have. And each time you're lowering it, removing stressors, you are freeing up energy for the body to heal, address other issues that are there. To support normal function, support brain activity, anytime you remove these interferences that add to the total load of that individual. And so you got to look at it all. You can't just, focus on one thing. You got to look at it all and have a comprehensive strategy to address it.
And prioritize it, because if you don't do things in the right order, you're not going to get any benefit or the best benefit. Michael, we've talked about all these energetic things, all your amazing tools, but we haven't talked about basics like food and sleep and exercise. Do you help people with those too? I know you do.
We do, yeah. And that's the thing, is that, yes, we can do all these fancy things that we do here at our center. We do all the detox strategies. We do all the emotional work. We do all the mitochondrial support. We do stem cells, we do exosomes, we do peptides, we do oxygen therapy. I mean, so the list goes on and on of all the different things that we do. But that lays on top of the foundational component. And the foundational is, how we eat, how we move, and then, what we think. So these are the foundations. So with eating, it is so important to identify and see what are some of the stressors, things like gluten, dairy, corn, what is causing that inflammatory response. I had a young girl, she's been dealing with extreme headaches for like a year. She's gone to 13 different doctors, last one being a neurologist that wanted to put her on some anti-seizure medication, and identified that it was mainly corn and milk.
Oh my goodness.
And she needed a digestive enzyme. So we stopped the corn and the milk and gave her a digestive enzyme, and within a week her headache was gone. So it's just showing the
keep it simple, right?
Yes, exactly. And she probably would have needed to be on this anti-seizure medication for the rest of her life.
Right.
And here we solved it within a week. And it's the same with children dealing with autism. You need to identify, what foods are causing the trouble and what foods are supporting the individual. And obviously it is good to remove the things that are more commonly impacting an individual, like the corn, gluten, dairy,
and
eggs,
the glyphosate in all of them.
Yes, exactly. And you know, eating organic, non-GMO, you know, we've got to clear out the gut. Yeah, we know the gut is foundational. Look and see what kind of pathogens are there to clear those out, build up the gut flora, healthy gut flora, and heal the gut lining. So all of that is foundational. Movement, you know, if we don't move, our detox system becomes clogged up, and then also we're not able to move energy or nutrients into cells as efficiently.
Feces out of the body, and we have to keep pooping.
We got it, exactly. We have to support those kind of basic detox aspects, and we know we have four ways out to detoxify. We got the colon, we got the kidneys, we have the skin, we have the lungs. So we want to make sure that we poop, and healthy is to poop three times a day. You're supposed to eat and then poop. You know, that is what's healthy.
Who does that?
Yeah. I know. But just to kind of for individuals to recognize that if I poop every other day, then I'm five poops behind, you know, which means that I'm toxic. And and then we need to make sure we drink, you know, good quality water to flush out the kidneys. We need to breathe good quality air and exercise so we get oxygen into our system and strengthen our lungs. You know, we need to sweat, you know, so we need to exercise and do things that causes us to get rid of toxins through our skin. You know, so just opening up those pathways is fundamental, in addition to making sure that the food we're eating is actually food that's nutritionally supporting us and driving us
to health. And that it's food, and that it's not food-like substances.
Exactly. I think that the closer to the way God made it, yeah, that's the way we're supposed to eat it.
Yeah, right. So all of these things that you just mentioned are really prevention. So your book, A Better Way to Treat Cancer, is the subtitle, A Comprehensive Guide to Preventing and Most Effectively Treating It. But we want to prevent it. We don't want you to treat it. And we want to prevent autism. And I'm not allowed to say that anymore in my title because that's not politically correct. And our people with autism told me they didn't want to be prevented. And we don't want to prevent them. We want to prevent people from suffering, and we want to prevent disease, especially chronic disease, which gives people pain and suffering that we want to prevent.
Exactly. The best, it's a whole lot easier with a little stream, you know, and prevent things rather than to deal with a big river. Yeah, you know, when we're just impacted by so many things going on. So prevention is always the key, and it's a whole lot easier to deal with things before they become symptomatic rather than when we have the symptoms.
What a good way to end. Michael, this has been eye-opening. I know that our listeners have learned a lot from you. I'm so impressed with what you're doing, and I hope to see you soon somewhere, maybe at a conference. Or maybe I'll hop out to Boise again. It was so much fun being there, and you were a great host. So thank you for all you do, and keep on keeping on.
Likewise. Thank you so much for everything you do, and it's always a pleasure to chat with you whenever I have the opportunity.
Okay.
Get the roadmap you're looking for to help those with autism. Veteran counselor Patricia Limmer's book, Outsmarting Autism, gives you all the resources you need to develop a strong foundation for a healthy lifestyle at any age. It describes many new therapies for improving communication, socialization, and behavior by treating underlying biomedical causes. Learning to prioritize therapies saves you time and money. Get answers now. Buy her book at OutsmartingAutism.com. You'll be glad you did.
One of the best things about the technology available today is being able to listen to HealthyLife.net on the go or while I'm at work. Typically, headphones or earphones are required, and let's face it, sometimes they break or get worn out or lost. To find my latest solution to this, I found the Earphone Solutions website while browsing the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. There are plenty of options from basic inexpensive on-the-go earphones to studio-quality headphones for when I really have time to enjoy everything from rock to Bach. Earphone Solutions on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
I'm William Shatner, and this is Jimmy. Animals like Jimmy are often left behind by people fleeing hurricanes, fires, floods, and earthquakes. These abandoned animals cannot survive on their own. If you must evacuate your home, please never leave an animal behind. If you absolutely cannot take your animal with you, never leave him helplessly chained or caged. Many animals die because they cannot escape fires or rising waters. Animals need your help. Thank you.
Call PETA today, 757-622-PETA.
Where positive people and radio unite. HealthyLife.net.